or visit debtadvice.org. National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Real solutions for real people. This is a public service campaign for the NFCC.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. It is time for our Laugh Lounge. Did anybody find me that laugh track? Oh, JP, please don't even try, okay? We know you don't mean it.
Can't laugh unless something funny happens.
Laugh
Is
lounge.
There a two-drink minimum? That's what I was told when we came in here.
We've already had two. You got to catch up, okay? Laughter with the Pioneer Underground, located on... I never give out the address because I think everybody knows where the Pioneer is, the Pioneer Theater. But it's at 100 South Virginia Street. Three shows every weekend. Thank you to Wayne, the Reno Tahoe Comedy Company, bringing the laughter down here. They have it up at the lake, but we haven't been laughing in so long. We don't know how, but we're doing it every weekend now. And with us today is the headliner, Dwight Slade.
Here it is. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, JP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
So everyone knows where the Pioneer is. It's that large diaphragm-looking area that's been set down there, and we're in this... World War II bunker down about six floors under concrete.
Isn't that fun?
I don't know if anyone really knows we're there. I think I always expect some guy to walk down with a big set of keys on his belt and go, "What are you people doing? Clear out of here! This is a bomb shelter!"
It does look
it looks like
it,
a subway
it?
Entrance to me.
Yeah, I know it. It's fun.
It's kind of cool. I think.
It's way cool. Where it do you come cool. from, Dwight?
I come from God. No, I come from...
Don't lie, okay?
I come from... My mom's stomach. No, yeah. I come Aww. From, I live in Portland, Oregon.
You live in Portland?
I do.
Where it rains, so you're depressed.
Yes. Oh, you have no idea, sweetheart.
That helps with a comedian, right?
Yeah,
you're depressed.
I know. And, but
All right,
but
I'm looking
now.
I want to tell him that you won last year the, wait a minute, the Boston Comedy
Festival. Yes, I was the first comedian outside of New York or Boston to win that.
Well, how long did you have to do? How long was your routine?
You go through, are selected out of a group of 600 that submit, and then you're part of 96 comics. That gets winnowed down to 24. That gets winnowed down to 8, and then there's one winner.
So that's a long process.
It's a whole week
week
long.
Oh,
it's a grueling 1 week, horrible thing.
And does all your material have to be new every time you get up there?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is.
You only wind up doing three shows. So you do one... Prelim, one semifinal, one final. And it's up to you whether you want to change the material.
Part
Is
man.
It the same audience, same judges?
Nope.
No?
So it's constantly changing.
So you could
changing.
Do the same stuff.
You could, yeah.
If you
did you?
Do.
No, I didn't. I did funny stuff the whole time.
The whole time, new stuff?
I think it was just, yeah.
How long you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up way too long. I need
way
to find a better... No, I've done it long enough that I have earned the right to be on... the radio at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. But you would think...
Oh, that's not very funny, okay? I don't
It's the
like
Laugh
that.
Lounge.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, everybody's laughing at that one. Okay.
But,
What? You're bringing the house down here.
I started in as a kid, and I've just never done anything else. I just wanted...
Really? You're just the class clown and
just
always entertaining.
I wanted to piss my parents off, and this is what has happened. Yeah. So
well, they're still pissed off?
Doing it in Reno, doing it all over the world.
I was in Afghanistan, too,
entertaining the troops.
I saw that you were there for 2 weeks.
U.S. troops, by the way. They want to clarify
Are
that.
You
there
sure?
There was some confusion in the family when I announced it to my dad. Hey, Dad, I'm going to Afghanistan to entertain the troops. Oh, the Americans? No, the Taliban, Dad. I'm going cave to cave.
We're
going to
kill them real easy.
What kind of a joke do you tell to the Taliban?
Oh, God,
what makes
that is
them
funny.
Laugh?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I was in Afghanistan, and there was a lot of Afghanis that work on the base that you're at because they hire locals to sell stuff. And one of them, I was there for a week, and he goes, "What are you doing here?" Because I wasn't.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing? And I said, "I'm a comedian." He didn't know what that was.
He didn't?
He didn't?
No, he didn't. Well, he doesn't speak English, all right? Oh. He lives in Afghanistan.
Well, and I don't have seen many of them laughing over there, you know.
That's what
exactly.
I'm saying.
And so, he's a local Afghani, and I tried to explain to him. I go, "Well, I tell funny stories. Do you have funny stories? Do you have jokes?" He didn't know what jokes were,
yeah.
But he knew what funny stories were, and they were like fables.
Oh, the legends.
And so I told him a joke. He didn't get it. And then he told me a joke about a fox and like a cat crossing a river. You know, it was like a fable. Oh. And I was like, "Oh, that's what to them is a funny story.
And was he laughing? Was he laughing? No, he wasn't. Was
smiling.
He? Smiling.
I realized what it is that America has one of the has a great tradition of irony and
yeah,
humor.
We can take a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's nothing more American than some guy standing up
sarcastic
on stage and going, I will control the situation now and I will make you laugh. It's an entirely American type of...
Yeah, well, that's what we're getting right now, aren't we?
I love Russian jokes. I just think Russians have the coolest sense of humor.
And what makes you say that? When have you been
to
Russia?
Dry, subtle kind of wit. And it just, I don't know, it cracks me up.
Yeah, your wit is kind of dry and subtle. What do you think, Dwight?
Very limited marketing ability for the Russian comedy...
Absolutely. So
that is so annoying.
Oh, my God. Sean's getting carried away here. This is the Laugh Lounge.
I'm going to leave the Laugh Lounge if that continues.
So you've appeared on Comedy Central, HBO, TBS, E! Entertainment.
I'm getting a migraine with you reading these things.
What is this 50 cutest child stars? What is this thing?
On E! They always run those things about, 50 cutest stars.
And you were there?
100 best bodies. 100 this. And so I did the countdown. I did the snarky comments.
Those snarky comments.
Snarky.
As long as they're done in Russian.
So, Russian snarky comment humor.
Scotland, you've been to Milan, Italy. I'm reading again here.
I just did recently lose my real job. I work as a substitute teacher for homeschoolers.
Are you kidding?
Yes, you are. Wait a minute.
The pedophile. No, stop.
And
quit.
Right. But I did recently get out of a four-year relationship, but I'm thrilled to have the GED. I don't do that.
That's good. I like it.
I am constantly confused by the world, though, Jay.
Are you?
The world confuses me. Yeah. I was driving here today, and I saw a telephone pole with balloons on it, and I thought, oh, okay, directions to an open house, or a clown got killed. I don't know. I'm confused.
I know they do put the balloons up everywhere now.
A friend of mine, let me just do the jokes.
Go ahead. I won't laugh either.
A friend of mine, well, it wouldn't be different from a lot of my shows.
Okay.
A friend of mine inserts punctuation into his sentences when he talks, which confuses me. I don't like driving at night, period. is the sentence over? That came out of nowhere. Can I try that? I'm going to paint my house. Semicolon. I like red. I find you annoying. Exclamation point. Asterisk, see below. I think you're a douchebag. the world is a confusing place.
Yes, it is confusing. And let's give away some tickets real quick.
This is tickets to the Pioneer Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Right down on the Pioneer
Right there on the Pioneer.
Looks like the flying saucer that landed from My Favorite Martian.
We all know where it is. If you want to go, call us right now. Wayne's here, and he's giving away tickets for tonight's performance. Two shows, 8 and 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the 10, you got some good X-rated stuff going on, Dwight?
It's R-rated. It's not anything.
Oh, I thought it was X. No, you don't get naked or anything.
No, none of that.
No?
None of that.
Just a lot of cussing
unless
and stuff.
There'd be a really short joke. Oi!
We should have brought him in earlier.
That cymbal sound.
Yeah, okay. 823-1920 if you want to go see the show tonight. Pretty funny, Dwight. I got to tell you.
Awesome.
Pretty funny guy. Will you stay with us just for a couple minutes?
No,
stay with us
course.
A little longer?
I'm going to be around it forever.
All right. He's going to be here doing his comedy show. Give us a call, 823-1920. It's on Wayne tonight. Get some funny laughter going on. I mean, it's important in life. 823-1920 for your free tickets to the Pioneer Underground tonight, courtesy of Reno Tahoe Comedy. We'll be right back with Broadview. You are on The Buzz, 1270 AM.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Save you.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness. Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not eligible. See your local Rite Aid for details.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Looking forward to a long vacation, the perfect house, the graduation.
a new edition, a wedding ring. Who knows what hope the future brings? Yeah, yeah, you know we do. You know we're here for you. Nevada Federal Credit Union. Your dreams real.
Green means more to us than money. That's why we created Green Checking. It's an eco-friendly, paperless account with free services like mobile and online banking and even free bill pay. Apply today. Call 827-3880 or visit NevadaFederal.org for more details.
Nevada Federal Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
Reno and Sparks residents can apply for a Green Checking account today.
Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
AutoZone. Keep your engine going strong with help from AutoZone. Do it now and save when you get a 5-plus quart oil change jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $18.99. Or upgrade to Max Life High Mileage and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $3 more. Restrictions and details at store. Parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome back.